This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are talking about a whole bunch of stuff.
Malaysia's shot at a vaccine, a WOB rebranding to Hartley. We have to get used to calling differently now. And of course, you know, we're going to talk about the story about malls appealing for reopening. But we'll get to our WhatsApp messages now.
Okay. Let's just do that now.
There's one here from Sunshine who's really kindly, you know, given a lot of thoughts to all our topics, even the mall before we talk about it. I'll just talk about his view, Sunshine, on the vaccine. So it says, Malaysia's ability to develop its own vaccines commendable and laudable as to enable the nation to produce its own vaccine, which can be a pride of nations, besides paving way for a nation in translating researchers to invention that can benefit the people. I perceive this effort is timely to combat the virus. We've got the alpha, the beta, and the delta. What comes after that? That's kappa.
There's so many more in the Greek alphabet.
So Malaysia needs to prioritise attaining self-sufficiency in vaccine production at first and moving consistently with the needs of various phases of the National Recovery Plan. I think we need self-sufficiency in a lot of things beyond the vaccine.
Right.
Topic for another day.
Right, moving on to our final story of the day. Operators of malls and retail outlets are making an impassioned plea to the government to allow them to reopen by July 15th or when the country's 10% vaccination target is achieved. They say, given that the shopping mall and retail industry contributes significantly to the economy, all efforts have to be taken to preserve the performance of this sector.
Malaysian Shopping Malls Association President Tan Sri Teo Chiang Kok reiterated the World Health Organization's warning against lockdown, saying that they had resulted in economic damage and that there should be a flexible approach to managing the pandemic. At a virtual press conference, he said, we have to accept that it will remain part of our lives and move forward, as the economy cannot afford to remain closed continually. Otherwise, we foresee that almost 500,000 employees engaged in the shopping mall and retail industry will eventually be laid off.
500,000 there. Yeah. So currently, only industries considered to be essential are allowed to open under phase one of the National Recovery Plan. Theo said the retail sector had strictly adhered to SOPs, which with only 0.8% of all COVID cases in the month of May actually linked to the sector, that's less than 1%. He added that with layoffs, the industry might never recover and would eventually impact other components in the supply chain and the retail ecosystem, and that footfall to malls since the start of June was less than 5% compared to 60 to 70% in March to May this year.
Right. So malls are also disappointed that their vaccine dispensing centre, PPV project, has been postponed to August. After preliminary discussions with COVID-19 Immunisation Task Force and Minister in Charge, Khairi Jamaluddin, in May, a decision was made to implement the public-private collaboration for the retail industry with the PPVM program under the Ministry of Domestic Trade and Consumer Affairs. Upon hearing this, more than 60 malls offered to host PPVs and had agreed to deeply subsidise their operations. The Malaysian Shopping Mall Association said many malls then make plans, and several venues were even inspected by the MDTCA by the end of June, with plans to implement the same by July. So they were devastated and disappointed that the mall PPV project was suddenly announced to be postponed in August instead.
Yeah, so in a statement that was co-signed by the Malaysian Retailers Association, the Malaysia Retail Chain Association, the Bumi Putra Retailers Association, the Malaysia REIT Managers Association, and the Malaysian Association of Theme Parks and Family Attractions, the coalition said, and I quote, "We do not comprehend this inexplicable postponement, as by then more than 100,000 staff have enthusiastically signed up under the MDTCA, and the employers have all consented to foot the bill for their employees' vaccination. Our shopping mall staff are extreme frontliners who, by the nature of their work scope, have to interact with continuous and different shoppers and should be considered as the priority group to be vaccinated as soon as possible." Now, apart from providing the venues, malls also agreed to charge, I think, 25 ringgit per dose or 50 ringgit per course of two doses, which is by far the lowest and most subsidised rate compared to all other public-private arrangements for vaccinations, right?
So right.
It's like blow after blow with the EMCO and not being allowed to reopen. It's just, you know, can you just imagine, you're paying rental, you're not allowed to open, you're paying rental still. Maybe with the moratorium that might ease, you know, the rental payment. Yeah. But you know that. But still, there's just all your overheads. You know, you're right. still paying for so much for your salaries as well. And this is why I think the last time we covered the story, we said that they said 30% of retail staff had already been let go.
Right.
You know, now we're looking at losing 500,000.
And if you've got of course, there are going to be a couple of people who's going to complain here and there. But if 100,000 people have said yes and give them that opportunity, you know, to work with those people there, right? And of course, we have. I know you and I have been now got a first round of vaccination. Yes, it's great that we can go to a certain place, but why don't we go to where all these places where they have the people who are willing to go? Maybe it's close to them, so go to them, right? Go to factories, go and you know where the numbers are, you know, and that just get that that will help speed up the process because that's a number, right? And even our security guards, whether they're foreigners or not, because they're constantly interacting with people, right?
Yeah.
And it's a danger to their lives and the people that come by. So these are the frontliners we need.
The economic frontliners,
right? And you know, so I don't know why it's been changed to August when there's willingness, right? And if 100,000 is a big number of willingness, right? So work with those people who want to be vaccinated.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep you posted on, you know, when we hear news about this and if there is feedback from the government on their plea to reopen by next week. 15th of July is already next week. Wow. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, so on the show today, we've been talking about vaccines. We also spoke about how WOB recently rebranded to Hiredly. And of course, that last story earlier about how malls are appealing for reopening. If you missed out on any part of this show, you can go look for the podcast on our website.
Which is BFM.my.
Also on the BFM app that's available on the Apple App Store and on Google Play. Frida and myself will be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bites. But till then, to take us out of the show now, we've got Linda Ronstadt with Rescue Me.
Yes.
Rescue our malls and all the economic frontliners involved in the retail industry. We'll be back again same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bites. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.